Okay, we're ready to go. We're ready to go, booby. Testing 1, 2. I gotta do something here, man. I got
this thing.
I don't know, Jack. Man, I just don't know, man. Wait a minute. Well, all right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, you know, let's goose that motherfucking level up there, man. That's the name of the game here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. All of you who followed me long and hard and, you know, with a throbbing intention, you all know that if there's nothing else in this world, get that fucking level up, right? Goose that level. Boom, ba boom, boom. You know, who's afraid of what's the name? Who's afraid of Baby Jane? No. Whatever happened to Virginia? Well, I mean, who's afraid of what happened to Virginia Bane? Virginia Jane? No. Who's afraid of whatever happened to Virginia Jane? I'm sorry. Whatever happened to who's afraid of? Who's afraid of whatever happened to Baby Wolf? No, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is the movie, and it's one of those movies that I never tire of watching. Never. Because it still is creepy, man. I know it's old school. I know that I'm old. But that's where I live now, baby. That's where I live. And that's where I'm going to stay. How can I learn more? What is this? Hey, yeah, it's great, man. Joan Davis and Betty Crawford. I know I'm fucking things up now, predictably. It's a great movie. And of course, did you see the movie about the two of them, the relationship that was on whatever it was, HBO? It's terrific. I forget what the name of the goddamn thing was. Duel in the Dust or some shit. It was about their friendship, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. And the terrific actor, Alfred Molina played Robert Aldridge, who is the director. And I guess he had an affair with Betty Davis. That's what the fucking movie is intimating. While it was, in production, and that really bothered Joan Crawford. She didn't feel like she had an ally on the set. And I guess Joan Crawford herself at times was, I guess people are weird. That's essentially what happened. People are fucking weird. All right, let's take a look at this. Today is the first day of our Phil Hendry Challenge. We'll go to three specific places. We'll go to Facebook, we'll go to Instagram, we'll go to Twitter. And I'm going to enter in here. I have no idea. We didn't have that many entries when I first logged on here sometime this afternoon. And truth be told, I don't think we'll have that many. But the ones that we do have are kind of interesting. And most of them are over on Twitter, actually. One of them is Jeff. Let me see. Is one of them Jeff Richards? Yeah. Jeff, you got to bail me out, man. No, there's actually two or three. I think I already know who the winner is if we were just drawing from Twitter. But let's do this. Look at all the goddamn mail I got. Okay, I got an F. I have an F is for family tomorrow. Okay, now the Carringtons. Okay, very good. I have to reply to these, you know. Yes, thank you. One of the reasons why I want to move closer to LA is so I can audition in person at the at SBV or wherever, rather than send my auditions remote by way of the, you know, computer, sending MP3s. I would rather do it there because a lot of times they'll give you direction and stuff, like tell you to go straight to hell. No, they'll, you know, tell you how to do it. They'll tell you how to do it better and better and better and better, you know, so then you can do it good, I guess, or something. Now then, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, Facebook. So we'll go to the first one here. Phil Hendry fans. I don't know, man. I'm just wondering, you know, I said to hashtag it on Facebook, but I didn't see a lot of hashtags, and I'm not exactly sure where they were going to. I guess it doesn't matter. What? All right. And better and better and better and better is what you would do. So, all right, so now what I'll do is I'll go over here to the hashtag Phil Hendry Challenge. I don't know what we'll get. I have one, and it is from Bob Hemmett. All right, Bob. You're a gutsy guy, Bob.
Hey, Phil, this challenge is ridiculous. How dare you?
You know what, man? I give you points for trying. So what we'll do is that we're recording that, right? How will we do that? I guess we'll just roll it out as we roll it out, right?
Hey, Phil, this challenge is ridiculous. How dare you?
Your voice, like mine, Bob, is too low.
How dare you? Have to take it to the... You don't go falsetto. You take your range and geek it way up. So if I was to go falsetto, I'd say, hello, Phil, I'm in the falsetto range now, but I click down into the higher, see?
So I'm talking like this, and I can go all the way here.
This is Margaret Gray, and that's, you see, but I don't want to click...
Wait, I actually went into falsetto there. I go from Phil up to the very highest range that I can go without going falsetto.
This is Margaret. Hello. And it doesn't sound quite right, so I'll lower it down to here. If I went up into falsetto...
You can feel your... It sort of clicks over.
So if I went up into falsetto...
And thus is... The star born. Now then, in chapter 3, oh man. So what I should have done is recorded these bitches beforehand, shouldn't I? God damn me. That's all right, brother. You know, we'll just do it real time. Fuck it. All right, so there's Bob. Now let's go over to, so that's Bob. I'm just going to do it right out of the gate. I'll do a new window. We'll go over to Twitter now. No, let's go to Instagram. Instagram. Okay, now, let me do... Phil Hendry Challenge. Wait a minute. And I guess I can show you guys what it all looks like. See? So if I was to do this, and I was to do that, see? So Phil Hendry Challenge. See, to Phil Hendry Challenge. I messed it up. Damn it. What do we got? Like four? No results found. I think I misspelled it. I did. Two posts. There. This dude is great. What's his name? It won't say. Oh. Jackson Animation, Boca Raton, Florida. Brother, let's hear it.
This is for the Phil Hendry Challenge. How dare you? How dare you?
You win.
How dare you? How dare you?
He's a pro, though. See? That's good, man. You know, that's all you got to do. You just kind of throw it up there. Huh? And where's the other guy? Oh, it was me. Or was it? Let me see. Yeah, it was me. It was Margaret. Here's Margaret.
Hello, this is Margaret Gray, and I'm here at the El Pacifico Studios of Phil Hendry. Because today begins our Phil Hendry Challenge, and you will be challenged. Many of you are already challenged, you know, in a lot of ways, but I'm joking. Probably very tasteless, wasn't it?
My voice is just ratty as fuck.
To do your impression of a Phil Hendry Show character at least once a day, and today's will be your impression of me saying the following. How dare you?
Great. So that's done there. All right, so I got, how many windows I got open? I got that one. Now let's go over to Twitter. New window. Right, boom. Boom, ba boom. Boodly boom. What is wrong with you, Hendry? Is it muscular sclerosis? Okay, so that's real Phil Hendry. Right. Shit. God damn it. I don't know. Real Phil Hendry, here I am. So now, let's see what we got here, man. Who knows? You know, you're taking this world what you can get. There's my great, great former producer from Premier Radio, Janice Ungaro. She messaged me today. It was great hearing from you, Janice. She's a goofball. She's one of the funniest women. Great producer. She's a great writer. Everything about her is great. Okay. All right, now. What the fuck am I doing, man? What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh, so we go to, where do we go? Oh, yeah, we go to Phil Hendry Challenge. So I got to go to search, yeah. Is this thing going to make me log in if I do this? I got money that says it will. God damn it. No, it doesn't. There's just some guy. So this cat we already heard from.
I feel this challenge is...
All right, so and this is Joey in Tucson. How do you like Joey in Tucson? There he is. He's a nut.
Hey, it's Joey, and I'm waiting in line for tacos at the local Mexican food place.
Of course.
So I might as well do my impression of Margaret Gray.
Do it. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Wait. Sorry, Joey. Wait a minute, man. Let me do it again.
Hey, it's Joey, and I'm waiting in line for tacos at the local Mexican food place. So I might as well do my impression of Margaret Gray. How dare you?
You had it, Joey, and then you looped down into the lower register. Here's Jeff Richards. Jeff is a former Saturday Night Live, right? Or am I fucking that up, man? Yeah, that Jeff is former Saturday Night Live. You know what, man? I stopped watching the show because it was against my religion. I joined a sect of the Mormon faith. Not the Mormon faith, but a sect. And they ruled out all interaction with... that's not... wait a minute. Let me see here. I think your bio says it, Jeff. Former Saturday Night Live, yeah, and Mad TV. Thank you. All right, so let's listen to Jeff as he does Margaret Gray, which I consider this a great honor.
It's coming at you fast. It's coming at you ace.
Wait a minute, man. This is like, is Robert Downey Jr. going to do this? Okay. This is like when Horatio called the chat. You know, it's our star moment. It's our star turn here. Boom.
Okay, so here's the reality. Here's the concept. It's coming at you fast. It's coming at you ASAP. It's coming at you pronto. My question is, what the fuck is rice pudding? Where did it come from? What is it doing here? And how do I get it the fuck away from me?
What the fuck? That ain't no Phil Henry challenge, man. Okay, well, that's Phil Henry challenge there. All right, so you didn't do the Phil Henry, taking the Phil Henry challenge, or am I not?
Is rice pudding.
All right. Moving on. This is Daniel Konderman.
How dare you?
That's false.
How dare you?
And there's Margaret. Here is Jose A. Dank.
Phil Henry Show. See what I did?
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. See what I did there? World? I'm going to do the quote of the day. Dare how you... Oh, got it. Blew it.
Okay. Now, here is Alexa, and she's a girl, so...
3, 2, 1. Bingo.
My wife, Margaret. He's a real wild one.
How dare you...
Okay. I love the fact that you guys did that for me. Thank you. Thank you. This will get more. Yeah, it'll build momentum, obviously. Don't yet. Yeah, no, it's see. This is good. This is how I want. I'm Robert De Niro in King of Comedy. No, see, this is good. No, this is right. It will build momentum. All right. So now I have all of those open up in Windows and I can just do my thing now, bitch, when I want to do my thing, bitch. It would have been better, Alexa, if you would have had your husband do it, you know? No, it's fine. Any impression of Margaret is a good impression. And remember, first impressions are always good impressions. Okay, so that's, we're going to hold that off for our, you know, our thing, man. Our groove thing for the show. Oh, boy. So Vegas. So I can finally stop down and talk to you about Vegas a little bit. Today is Wednesday. And so is today Wednesday? Yeah, shit. We got the goddamn sandstorm, the dust storm coming back from Vegas was fucking unreal, Jack. I've been in dust storms before. I've driven through the desert many times, and I've driven through, you know, those dust devil type storms, those little mini tornadoes that you see that spring up, sand devils or whatever. What do they call those? Dust devils. I thought a dust devil was something you were vacuuming with. Anyway, I've seen all that, but I have never been in a sustained sandstorm like this one that was 200 miles easy, 2.5. We got out of Vegas, and as soon as, I don't know, we're probably about 100 miles out, you know, into the drive, and bang, here comes this dust. And it just hung on and hung on and hung on. And at one point, we got into a real whirling swirl of dust, and I could hear the pebbles hitting. You always want to, when you got a brand new car, and I got a brand new Jag SUV, I've told you guys about, it's like half the price of my Land Rover, which is, so it's who would ever know that getting a Jaguar was an economical move, but I'm hearing, ping, ting, ting, I'm like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. You're kidding me, man. So today, I haven't washed the car yet. I haven't got the guts to wash it so I can see exactly where the damage is. I'm going to wash it tomorrow. As I got back, we really burnt the candle at both ends in Vegas. We got there on midday Saturday, checked in, saw Frankie and Frank Jr., the Sidoras family for dinner. That was a blast, man. We hung out. We closed fucking Sinatra's downstairs. All kinds of stories from Frank and Frank Jr., you know, tours with Slash, and we found out all about his travels and Frank's life and how Frank Sr. came to Vegas, which is interesting. He was there to be looked at by UNLV on a baseball scholarship. His father brought him there from Cleveland. The UNLV running Rebels wanted to look at Frank Sr. on a baseball scholarship. In the meantime, he's there and he goes, well, this isn't bad. I think I'll, kind of hang out here in Vegas. It's kind of cool. And he became a croupier, which you got to be, I don't know, to do that job, to do any part of any job, having to do with interacting with the public in a casino takes, I don't know what kind of superhuman abilities, but they're far beyond anything I've got. That's a goddamn truth. But Frank commenced his career as a croupier, and in the meantime, they had the children, I think Frank Jr., and he has his sister. And you heard Frank, me interviewing Frank on the podcast like last year when he was talking about growing up in Vegas and, but it was cool. I mean, he told us all about the audition for Slash, and Frank, meanwhile, gave us the rundown on the whole Vegas scene, and that was a lot of fun. And the food was great. Did I have that sea bass yet? Goddamn sea bass was unreal, man. Next night, so Frank and the guys are gone. Next night is Saturday night. No, it isn't. Next night is Sunday night. Sunday night, and my cousins are coming in at noon. They came in at noon. My cousins are beautiful. They're from Toronto, Fran and Elaine. They're sisters and they're best friends, which is, I've known these guys since they're little kids. The first time I met them, they were 5 and 8, and I was like 4. And I immediately had a crush on these two blonde bombshells from Canada. But and ever since, man, and they've been through a shit pot load together, man. They've had children. Franny's had 3 boys. She lost one of her sons to a tragic accident. And Elaine's been there with her. And so they've both been married. Elaine went off to Africa with her husband, and he was like building an electrical infrastructure for the country of Cameroon when all of a sudden some fucking coup took place. They're driving to work, and there's machine guns behind sandbags. The whole thing was just, great stories. And they came into town. I said, well, I'll make a reservation with the guys. And we picked out, at a random, a place called Mizumo's. If you go to the Wynn, the Encore, there's a Japanese restaurant called, I believe it's Mizumo's. Do not fail to eat there, at least. If you like Japanese food, especially if you like sushi, go there, go there, go there, go there. Not only is the food goddamn great, but the ambiance is beyond spectacular. There's a waterfall and all this shit, and it's like an indoor lake. And I thought I saw the lake was named, and we asked the waiters, what's the name of this lake? He goes, I didn't know it had one. So, I probably made that up. But we had an outstanding dinner with Fran and Elaine, and even more drinks. And then they went out. And Frank Jr., bless you for this, Frank, got tickets for them to Absinthe, which is the big hit show in Vegas right now. I think it's it's like a Cirque du Soleil thing, They messaged me this morning that it was phenomenal. They had a blast. They had just a great time seeing it. Sunday night. And Frank, thank you again, man. The seats, they said, were fantastic. So that was a beautiful thing. And then, you negotiate all of that. And really, that was our reason for going to Vegas. I went there a day early because I wanted to kind of get ready. I didn't want to just pull in because we were supposed to surprise Elaine. That was the word from Fran. She didn't want to tell Elaine that I was with her or that I was going to be there and it would be a surprise. Well, for some reason, Franny just went ahead and broke the prohibition against. She told herself, something. I think it was because they were late, trying to get a shuttle to the hotel, and she wanted to perk up Elaine's spirits. So she said, "Elaine, this is going to be a big surprise for you." I think that's probably why. Not that seeing me is going to perk anybody up. But that was if you could imagine, that's about the only good news she had. So, you know, they were getting desperate. So that's what they did. That's what they did. And they came in, and so we had a blast. And but you know, we they came up to the room, and I poured them glasses of wine, and you know, and I had made the reservation for 8. I realized it was very early, and everybody was drinking. There was no way we were going to make an 8 o'clock dinner date. So so I called the restaurant. Can you move it up? And they did, and we were able to, you know, hoof down there, and we had a ball. Then Monday, I got going as early as I could because I wanted to get back here to get these auditions done. I had 2 outstanding auditions I needed to get in before I didn't make it. Between the goddamn sandstorm and having to kind of reroute the trip a little bit, there was no way. I got back to L.A. I got back to the beach here. We left at 10 in the morning, and I got back here at like 5:30. But the good news is, ordinarily, without traffic, it's 3.5 hours to Vegas. I don't know who told me it was 5. We fucking got there pretty fast, I'd say. Coming home, it was jacked up because of that sandstorm. And I think I put a picture on Twitter. In fact, as long as we're screwing around on Twitter, shouldn't I show you that picture? You know what I should do is go ahead and put it on the... God, look at that goddamn... All right, hold on, man. Where's my Phil Henry? Real Phil Henry? There he is, right? Did I fuck that up? This is Donald motherfucking Trump. Look at that white balance, man. Give me a fucking break over here, huh? You know, that guy, the problem is that's shadow. There it is. All of this just so I can show you there it is. And that's not really the picture that I wanted to show because the actual picture there, it's much bigger, see? Oh, you can't see, I'm sorry. It's a little bit bigger there. Zoom in a little bit. Let's kind of zoom in a little bit, you know, but you can see the dust. A lot of dust, a lot of smoke, a lot of, you know, a lot of hell, man. There was hell in the city of the angels. You know, that's, I just pulled off to get water and to get, you know, to get the fuck off the road. It was wiggy. We were getting wiggy with it, man. And that was, impacted the trip home.
A great deal, you see. You know.
Quite a deal.
It was quite a trip, you see.
All right. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, what is this show? Is this a Bette Davis week on Love is a Man? Oh, what movie is this where she plays a twin? Where she plays twins? Oh, Jesus. I hate those movies. I hate those movies where they have the same actor playing 2 different people. And the one scene, you just see the back. And like she's talking to it, it's obviously a stand-in. Jesus, I hate that. What was the name of this called? Doppelganger or Double Trouble or... And now Bette Davis, who is sort of doubles down on herself and gets in the way of a hatchet. I think you know what I'm saying, you know. Bette Davis plays herself twice over, and one half of her isn't too kind to cats, if you know what I mean. This afternoon on Ghoul Cinema. All right, so that's that, and we're groovy, man, right? Okay, so we can start this goddamn fucking show. Now, the only problem I've got is that today's Wednesday? Yeah. I was thinking of doing...
This is Dave Oliver, and I want to, first of all, welcome to the Phil Henry Challenge. I went through these, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, Mr. Henry, there wasn't a lot of them, you know?
Well, it's just starting out, you know?
Yeah, dude, don't only starting out. Well, okay, I mean...
Dave, don't worry about it, Art.
Yeah, but you're going to be the next guy, right?
I am? What's it to you? Never mind. So what I have is Pluto TV, and then I got one other. We've got the usual Sportsnet. Ah, Christ, that's for Thursday. Okay, that's good. Oh, man. And goddamn Everton. Everton, I'm sorry I ever started rooting for you, man. You're going to get relegated this year if you keep playing like shit. I'm going to stop rooting for you because I think I'm a fucking jinx. Obviously, it's me. I'm no longer rooting for Everton. Go back to your old ways of winning and finishing 6th or 5th or whatever the fuck you do and making the Europa League or however, and forget that I ever even fucking saw your goddamn scarf that day in Liverpool, okay? That way I won't jinx your ass. It's all good. I don't know who. I think I'll root for Leicester. That's my kind of team. You know, they're kind of an underdog, but they, you know, they won the league once and they're up there now, top three, top four, whatever the fuck. Are they in second place? Hey, what do you want from me, huh? They were fun. Leicester winning a few years ago was terrific, man. It was insane. All right. Lindsey Graham delves after Joe Biden says he's embarrassed for Graham. Lindsey, buddy, you're such a fucking mess. You're such a goddamn mess. You really are. You know it. Even the fucking Republicans know it, man. Oh, you know what we got to do? Is I want to get Tracy. That's what I want. Terry. We're using her music as bumper music now. Yeah, but I want to use Terry. Thank you, David, and I will use your music, but I want to use Terry Mabry's. Where the fuck was the BSP page? Always fucking me up, man. It's always fucking me the fuck up, man. I don't want that one, man. Where's, No, I don't want that. I want this one. Now, here's what I want, dude. I want, Here she is. All right, let me hear that music, girl. She, Terry, is that you nude getting out of the shower? It is. All right. Where's her music? God damn it. I had it. She linked it, man. Where did you link that from? And how do I find BSPs and more, man? It completely disappeared off my page. I don't know what the fuck happened to this shit. I used to have a link to BSPs and more, and that's gone. Is my status? Here it is. But I got to find it in mentions, and, or whatever you want to call it. Not mentions, but... So where the hell's Terry's music? Let me see. Where is it? She put it on the chat the other night, but I can't find it. And, you know, I'm really... This is going long, this motherfucking... This pre-show is going way long, bitch. Where is it? Where's that shit, man? Where's that music? It was great. Exactly what the doctor ordered, man. I'm going to get pissed off and I can't find that shit. Where is it? Jesus Christ. I had it, man. I was playing it. I had the link. Where the hell is it, man? God damn it. The fuck is that goddamn you? Goddamn, man. That. I thought it would be easy to find. I guess fucking not. You know? When it comes to Phil Hendry, shit just is never easy, you know? I gotta go back and check five different places and figure out this, that, and some other shit. God damn it. Here's Terry. Where's your music, girl? This is it. I mean, there's the... Hey, you know what? I bet you I only have to like look to a link or something like... Man... The fucking motherfucker. Huh? What? Is this it? Where's your music, man? Come on, girl. There she is, a DJ. You can see her as a DJ here, man, but the music is what I'm looking for, man. You know, because my life is about the music, you know. Where's your fucking music, dude? Where do you, like, link that shit? God damn it. Let's hear it, man. There's Phil Hendry, naturally. Anyway, there's Terry. Beautiful lady. She's a DJ in Atlanta, and she mixes this music that fucking kicks ass. And she had it, she linked it the other day on the chat, and I said, that's great. I'm going to use that as bumper music. And where the fuck is it? Terry, what are you doing? You're showing your ass there? Let's zoom in on that if we could. I'm just kidding around. Well, not really, but, you know, later on I'll do. But I, so let's see. New boyfriend is so needy. This guy's tied up. What am I doing? I'm looking for this fucking music. Come on! Fuck! Oh, SoundCloud, that's where it's at. Man, I fucking knew I'd find that. If I just kept being stupid, I would find it out, man. That's where it's at. SoundCloud, dude. Now all I have to do is like, you know, I don't want to sign in, motherfucker. I ain't signing in for shit. Some shit that I fucking, like, uploaded before, man. It's like, just got one T or one R in your name? Is that it? Man, this is... way too fucking hard, man. Way too fucking hard, man. What's her fucking name on Instagram? Shit's got to be easier to find, girl. Terry Tia Mobby. Motherfucker, there it is. Terry Tia Mobby. There she is. Ha ha. Bud Dickman, my fave Phil Henry character ever, endorses me.
Hey, Terry, this is Bud Dickman. You know, I saw your picture and everything. You're really pretty. And also, I know you got married, and I know you're into goth, but so you're cool. You're cool, but goth DJs, most of them suck. They suck so very much.
Get out of here. Hey, I like it, man. I'm going to roll this shit off after the show tonight.
Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Swanglers, now in the small size. And if you're hurting,
I will replace the noise with silence. Bitchin'. So that's Terry's stuff, man. You know, like when you go to see her. Is known as jazz. She's DJ Celebrate. Sorry, Terry. DJ Celebrity, spelled with a Y in the middle, not at the end.
Pre-ritual.
I go straight on, there's a light, you mama.
One of them. This is it.
The Phil Henry Show.
Quick synthetic.
Phil Henry.
I wonder what the dance floor looks like when this shit comes on, man. I bet it's all kinds of weird people. Hell yes! Oh, I know this song. Yeah, Terry, that's what I want, man. That's what I need, man. No, shut up. Shut up. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 12, 623.
Yes, fantastic. Tom Dovka.
No, I don't want to hear you. Who do we have? Oh.
Well, I went home, you know, and listened to a lot of... A great many of the things you wanted me to listen to, Mr. Henry. I thought a lot of it was really good, but a lot of it was not too good. But I think a lot of it was, you know, Dave Oliver here, and I did what Mr. Henry asked me to do. I went and I checked it out, you know. And I checked that shit out, man. What? What's the matter, Mr. Henry? You look weird. You're looking queasy. My man. No. Yeah, it works. Oh, it's working good. Okay, it's working real good.
This is the Phil Henry Show from Planet Exxon. I'm Ross Mitchell.
All right, man. I'm going to go into the club you work at, Terry. Where do you work?
Shut up.
Whereabouts in Atlanta do you work, Terry? You know, I was in Atlanta. I was such a square. I had a girlfriend, and so I went from my radio show to her house. Before that, I went from my radio show to the Churchill Arms pub in Buckhead. clubbing, that's never really, the last time I actually ever was going clubbing was in my 20s, you know, when I really actively was looking for girls in club. You know, I was actively, man, you know, I was a mess. I was wanted in 5 states. No, I was a very respectful guy, which doesn't help. Now, we ready to roll? Are we rolling, Bob?